with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever, good day. Welcome to Ghost Chronicles. What do we know? Just the Ghost Chronicles. I am Ron Kolick, and you are not. And joining me today is the Queen of Pain herself, the lovely Marlene Wood.
Hey, how you doing? What is that? And you're Ron Kolick, and you are not. What is that supposed to be?
Well, they are they?
Okay.
So right. Don't pretend. Don't pretend you're okay. Me.
Oh, don't pretend to be Van Helsing. Is that what you're saying?
There's only one me.
Yes. Well, thank goodness.
Well, maybe.
That's all I can say.
Maybe. Look, I have
you have a doppelganger, though. I heard about that.
It's doppelgangers, yeah. I heard about it. So anyways, joining us now is someone we haven't spoke to for a long time. We used to have her on like every beginning of the year. I don't know, some reason
yeah.
We got away from it. She is the New Hampshire astrologer, Dorothy Morgan.
There you go. Hi, guys. It has been years. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how long it's been. It has been a few years.
It's been quite a few, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time you told me that Trump was going to be elected president, so it must have been 4 years ago.
That was
6 years ago.
Seven and a half. Yeah, 7 years ago.
I made that up. You didn't.
Wow.
I didn't tell you that.
I do not make predictions like that.
Okay.
I can't, because it. Well, I used to, but
you're not a psychic.
I am psychic, but I don't make predictions like that. I just can't, because it's too much of a hot topic. It's always has been. I've always been a little bit political, and in my personal life, because I don't express that on my public life. But you know, it's just divisions happen a lot more now than they used to. You know,
exactly.
2020
big changes. Why is that, Dorothy? Is it something to do with the moons and the stars or whatever?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. People are, you know, there's some significant astrology out there. Some of the what we call the outer planets, so the planets that we can't see with the visible eye, like Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and they're the ones that give us the hints as to societal shifts and changes, global shifts and changes.
Oh.
And they do. I mean, we can see this. We could see it coming for a long time. And when you're in the thick of it, you know, we're not the only country going through a lot of major changes and upheavals and just all of the things that everybody's going through, obviously. But we're in kind of like a big reset, and it'll take some time to settle out. I mean, it's not going to be decided by a vote. Let's put it that way.
Right.
You know, we're a global community. It's Pluto in Aquarius. You know, we're working towards being more of a, I don't know, what do we want is the question. Like, you know, the groups are so decisive, but, you know, we need to work a little more together, but then is it too much? And it's just, it's going to take some time to get this out in the wash, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a while. The problem is, Dorothy, is everybody is concerned about themselves more than the general world, and I think that's...
It could be, yeah.
You know, they just...
Yeah.
What about me? That's they're asking me first or whatever. But I always say, you know, I'm Catholic and everything. I'm a good Catholic boy. And I said, the way it's going, it reminds me of Armageddon. And it's like, because it's just.
The end times.
Armageddon, irritated, put it that way.
Yeah, it's going, going to hell in the hand. How did we get on this? I'm sorry.
Well, you asked. That's how we got on it. You asked. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, did you know that Jesus had a credit card?
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. So visa, in case you want to know, it does a visa.
It was a visa.
But the bad news, guys, it expires on 11/25.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm just telling you.
Really?
All truth, I was cutting my lawn. And when I was cutting my lawn, I found a little piece of plastic, and it's got Jesus' name on it, and it's his Visa credit card. And it's been...
You mean like Jesus?
No, I don't mean Jesus at all. It just says Jesus. It doesn't say something. It says Jesus. That's it. One name. That's all. And it's...
Really?
Yep. So he has a credit card, and by the way, expires 11/25. I don't know what that means. I'm not psychic, but just throw that out there.
I don't know what it means either. I mean, I know, Maureen, you're giggling. I really have no idea what that means. I am oblivious.
Somebody's messing with Ron from the other side. That's what that means.
Oh, sure.
Ron has his friends and not so many friends on the other side. Remember the post office in the sky?
Yeah, it's your wish, your hope. So,
just saying.
Well, there you go. Well, you got it. Well, Ron, it's been a long time, and ever since I haven't seen you or talked to you guys, either of you, for my gosh, what? It's since before 2020, hasn't it? It's been before that.
I have no idea.
Before.
It has. Yeah, it was way before.
It has. Before that debacle.
You're on the show with Ann, so it's, I know that it was
Ann's. Oh, that's right. Okay.
But it was
still you know what?
Because it was
Trump. It was, yeah.
I have no idea. Anyway.
I don't know. Well, Ron, my question for you.
Am I still alive?
Back
yes.
To my face.
Yes, I'm still alive.
Since you're a Pisces, one of the things that we have moving through the sky right now, and it will end next year, is Neptune in Pisces, and you're a Pisces. And what that represents is all of y'all who are Pisces people, and even have, if you know your other things in your chart, have planets in Pisces, you know what it's been doing over the last 4 or 5 years, especially for you, Ron, has just been, you know, like stepping up your psychic abilities, your intuition, because Neptune has been with your sun, with the Mars in your chart, and that represents, you know, like really up in your game. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't been following you. I mean, I see you here and there on Facebook or wherever you are, but I haven't been following what you've been doing lately, you know? So how have you been upping your game? Because I know we all know what you do. Obviously, it goes Chronicles. It just would mean more connection, a deeper connection. Has things changed over the last 4 years for you?
Interesting story.
More?
You know? It's my life has changed anyway since I first met Maureen anyways, because I used to always say I was psychic as a brick, and now I call myself a dumb psychic, which means I don't work at it, but things certainly come in through. But we have been studying the red light seance for quite a while. We do hold one every month, and I partnership with Leslie Martin, who is the medium on the circle there, but the whole idea of this particular circle is that we get everybody to connect. And we've realized that over the past few years, the bond that we have has been increasing and strengthening. So, yeah, I wouldn't say you were wrong, but I would say that that's certainly the opposite. I think that you might have something there, but I don't know.
That's okay. You can believe in ghosts, but not astrology. That's okay.
No. Who says I believe in ghosts? Just because I hunt for ghosts doesn't mean I believe
in it. Oh, please.
Seriously.
Oh, you have become much more open-minded since I started working with you 20-some-odd years ago.
Uh-huh.
As you said, prior to, you know, when we started working together, it was definitely interesting for sure. And it was, you know, you'd be starting with the pendulum, and then I'd get info that wasn't the pendulum, and you go, how could you get that? You know, that doesn't work like that. Yeah. And you're saying that's a yes, no, or maybe. That's a name. That doesn't go with a yes, no, or maybe. And now over the years, it's like, wow, it's a evolved Ron. So I would say you're I have seen you in comparison, you are absolutely growing as your psychic abilities.
You know what's even scarier is people now consider me a mentor.
Isn't that something?
Why is that scarier?
Me.
I mean, well, personality aside.
Well, that will increase.
Seriously.
Well, that will increase. Well, that will increase, too, because I'm just sitting here looking at, because I do have your chart, by the way, and I am looking at it.
Uh-oh.
And well, you know, we didn't plan anything to talk about. I always want something to talk about, so I have to plan. I'm a planner more than anything. But,
I
can go with the flow.
What side are you?
I'm a Gemini. I should go with the flow, but there's other things in my astrology. We're not just the sun sign. There are other things in my astrology that like to be organized and dominant and professional. No, I wouldn't say dominant, but I would just say professional. You know, the more, so I'm not saying you're not, but I need to be more. It's just my thing where I just need to feel more. I just want to know.
More
proactive, more prepared. I didn't have anything prepared because I knew I was talking to you. So I figured it's like,
you can't have anything prepared because you don't know what rabbit hole I'm going down.
That's right. That's right. I didn't waste my time.
But in a way that is being prepared, right? Because you knew what to expect.
Yeah. That's indeed. I actually have some clients like that where it's like I usually prepare for like an hour and a half or an hour or so before every client. But I have a few clients that I've learned after years of working with them. If I'm procrastinating on working on somebody's chart before I talk to them, I just know that whatever I focus on isn't the direction I'm going to go. So I wait to have that interaction with the client. And I've been doing this long enough, almost over 30 years now, that I can, I can just look at the chart and when we're having a conversation and see what they're wanting to look at, because there's always a dialogue back and forth between me and my clients, and I can see what they want to know about, and then I can see it that way. So there are some, so like you, Ron, there are some people that I will not really overly prepare. I'll look and I'll stare at the chart. Figure out what my intuition wants me to go for besides what I astrologically see. And then I'll just go with what they say too. But for you, you should, I know you did some stuff at taught some classes at a university years ago. Are you still doing that?
No, I have not.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, the transit that's happening right now, and it will be really strong in the winter term, if you will, is about mentoring, and teaching. Mm. So whatever that looks like, it's not just, I mean, because I know you've done lectures and you've done classes at circles and all those different, that's where we met, all those different things. But, the point is like there is something here that hasn't happened before. It hasn't happened in 29 years. So, and it's going on right now, and it will be much stronger in January, February of 2025. And it just looks like, are you going to publish another book? Because it could be something like that. Or
I have been working on interesting thing is that I am actually thinking of going back to college to get a psychology degree. So, to advance certain other areas of what I do, which is in teaching. So there you go.
It's about kind of like what we just talked about, like being more in charge in a sense, or not from
you don't have to worry about that.
All right, well, let's not say that. How about feeling more in like you well have more knowledge, like more of an authority.
You have,
and that's exactly that's what I mean. That's what I mean by more in charge. I meant like the more knowledge I have, the better I feel. The more I know, I've got what I need to, just feel like I'm knowledgeable, right? Mm-hmm. So study. So you can do that, but this also, in my opinion, looks more like. I mean, you can do that, but this transit to me leans more towards you teaching or, mentoring people. But you've mentored people all along, but maybe not just officially, in your own words. I don't know. What do you think, Maureen? Does he do that?
Right. I mean, I think you do, because people, you have built a reputation, especially there's people who are interested in the paranormal, right? And they don't know which direction to go. And someone will give them information and say, hey, Ron does XYZ, because you've been doing it for so many years that you've built a reputation, even though you're kind of surprised somebody would ask you to be, you know, have you mentor them. I'm not surprised. I think that you've done it many times, as Dorothy said. It's not, you know, you might have done it. I think you're mentoring people every time you do a class, or every time you bring like a group of people to an environment and you walk them through the process of, you know, you're investigating. I think that's mentoring people.
It is. I do that with people too. I do the mentor work, and it's the same thing. It's like you definitely you guide them, and that is mentoring. And so you can do that too.
That's more than just school book knowledge too. You can be a mentor in life, and a life coach. Basically, it's what it is. Another term for it. But it's mentoring people to, you know, help make sense to their lives, or you know, bring order to their lives. But
think about it. I mean, really, what is instructing or mentoring? It's having even just a little bit more knowledge than someone else, right? In a certain area, and then bringing them up to speed,
how to apply it, which is more important.
No, absolutely. But I mean, I used to, years ago, before I started instructing, before I started teaching classes, you know, I'd get a little nervous here and there, and I never forgot having someone tell me, Maureen, all you need to realize is that when someone comes in the classroom, you may be new at giving certain information, but you have the information from experience, or you have more than what they know, and they're here to learn. So, you know, it made sense to me.
And it does. It does. And that's something that is important. I don't know. It just, I remember when I first started teaching, I was just ready to throw up. I was so nervous about the whole thing, but I thought, in Circles of Wisdom, they nurtured me while I started learning how to do all of that. And it is nerve wracking, but you just have to say, well, this is what I'm teaching. And even to this day, there's plenty of things. Astrology has so many different facets to it that I don't pay attention to all of them. I stay in my lane because I know what I like. I know what works. I know who my clients are. So I don't diverge a whole lot into a lot of the extra different things that are out there, because there's so much out there now in astrology. And so I don't know everything, but I master what I do know.
So, Dorothy, going back, and I know we've talked about this before years ago, but so what's the difference between astrology and your horoscope and the newspaper?
The newspaper just doesn't know who you are, and it's just really general for just the sun, where the sun was in the zodiac belt at the day you were born, you know, so what sun sign. So that's it, you know, it's just super generalized, you know, but knowing the day, time, and place, and we can cast the chart very specific for that latitude, longitude, time of day, and it puts all of the planets that we use around the 360-degree wheel, and it gives us all kinds of different insight about the person, because we're not just one thing, you know, we're more than
complicated.
That. And we're very complicated. Let's say multifaceted. I like to say multifaceted.
Yeah, I like that.
You know? Yeah, because that's who we are, you know? Like, Ron, I mean, you know you're a Pisces, but your moon is Leo. And that's super fiery, and it is dynamic, and you're passionate about the things that you're interested in. It's conjunct your Pluto, and it's in the eighth house, and that tells me those Pluto and the eighth house is occult studies. It's metaphysical occult studies. Especially, and then the Pisces represents spirit, right? Being in spirit. And so you have this combination, which is very nice. And you... aren't shy. So that moon in Leo tells us as well that you're not shy. You're on the radio. You're on TV. You're just, you've written books. You know, you're not keeping it to yourself. So you're out in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And then there's other things, you know, there's all kinds of different. So we're multifaceted, like a really well-designed gem, right?
Ooh, like
some
that.
Of us aren't overly multifaceted. Uh-huh. We're dull as a rock, but...
So let me go on that. We have a sun sign, then we have all these planets that each have influences on us. So if somebody is dull, as you're talking about, is there a problem because one of the planets is more dominant than the other ones that's making it only one dimensional rather than many dimensionals?
Yes, it can be that. Yeah. And it can be, if I was to really speak to it in very astrological terminology, it could be that somebody, there's all different ways, and there's dominant ways that we might have certain planets or zodiac signs, actually planets in zodiac signs that are very dominant. So a person can be really one way, like very fixed. And doesn't like to change, not just a little bit. We all have a little bit of that somewhere, but somebody could be overly dominant and super fixed and really want, unlike what I just said, but really want things to absolutely be the change and never be the same and never change. And then there's other people that could want, that have a lot of mutable energy. And that is somebody who's just constantly changing, going with the flow. You have a lot of mutable energy. So like I said, it's like, I know I'm going to go with the flow with you. I'm not going to really plan a whole lot because we just flow. And I'll kind of get into that flow stream with you and we'll just flow and go with it. So you have a lot of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there are people that are really dominant. There are people that are very much stuck, never want to move. And then there's people that will just continue just to go and flow, and they just move through life. And then it comes down to, what's the soul want, right? What's the soul here to learn? So even if right, I mean, that's the big thing. What's the soul here to learn? We're here to learn everything we have that's in our chart. And we're here to use the tools. That's also what's in our astrology. Everybody is using their natal chart, whether they know astrology or not. You don't have to know it to work your chart, which is what your soul's path is, which is why you're here. You know, we're here to experience these things. Yeah.
So
and,
if go ahead. Someone goes to you and they get their charts done, and mm-hmm. you tell them different things, like you just told me, can mm-hmm. they change? Can they say, okay, you know, I'm shy. I'm not outgoing. Mm-hmm. Can they change even though they're those planets and so forth are pulling them in that direction where they're being shy? Can they break out of that? Or is that
yes.
something that's fixed?
No, they can. You can grow with that, just to the extent that you want to, right? So, we do have the parameters of our chart. After 30 years, this is just my own belief. Everybody has their own belief, but mm-hmm. within the parameters of your chart, you can live your life. And if you have, but as we mature, and as we have a relationship with our own self, with our inner self, right? And we learn from our mistakes, and we learn from the interpersonal relationships that we have. And as we learn all of these things, that helps us to expand and grow. So I'm not going to say that we can we have to do what's in our chart, whether you know what it is or not. We are doing what's in our chart. We will not experience things that cannot be explained in the chart. We can't because it's not part of our toolkit. It's not part of who we are because we all have come in for.
So is that fatalism?
No. Well, no, I don't call it fatal. I call it, I came in with a plan My brain can't understand the capacity that I could have planned all of this. My brain can't handle that. I don't know. I don't understand that. Like some people say, you can heal anything in your body. I don't believe that. Maybe somebody else can, not me. So I believe that we come in with a plan, and we want to work with this. And we can work with what we have in a way that is of a higher vibration by learning and continuing to grow and just continuing to expand. And that is what we will do with our astrology, especially if we're really working towards understanding and enlightenment. And then there's other people that will just be who they absolutely are.
We're going to have to understand enlightenment the rest of this after the break, because we have to take a break.
Enlightenment. I'm going to take a note then.
Make a note. Make a note there, Ms.
Make a note so I don't forget where I'm at.
Anyways, you're listening to Ghost Chronicles right here on TojiNet Radio. We want to thank everybody who has really pushed the numbers up lately for some reason or not. But anyways, right here on TojiNet, we're brought to you by Circles of Wisdom, 286 Merrimack Street, Methuen, Massachusetts, the Glad Messier Family Law Group, 15 High Street, North Andover, Massachusetts, and our very good friends on Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon. Become a member for a mere $3 a month. You don't even have to do it forever, and you have access to, I think there's over 60 exclusive videos and stuff on there, so check it out. Ghost Chronicles Radio, nice. Patreon. We'll be right back after the following messages.
Do you have a paranormal event, book, or something else you want people to know about? Then why not advertise it on Ghost Chronicles Radio? With over 150,000 downloads a month, get your message out to an audience that's interested in the subject. We have a plan at a cost that fits your needs. For more information, contact Ron Kolick at anyghostproject@comcast.net or call 978-455-6678.
Located in Illinois, there lies a sleepy little town where nothing is a common occurrence.
You going to that party in town tonight?
Heck yeah! I only turned 18 once.
That is until the night of celebration.
Where the hell is she? Oh, no. No, 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 Jessica! What's happening?
From the creators of Shadowhunters, Bite Me, comes a tale of primal terror and grindcore mayhem. Shadowhunters, kill Jessica, kill!
Can you hear me? My name is Harry Price. I am speaking to you via the medium of the Ghost Box. Many of you will know I carried out the first live radio broadcast from Haunted House way back in 1936 for the BBC. Now, thanks to the wonders of modern technology, I am still able to keep abreast of 21st century ghost hunting by listening to Ghost Chronicles International on TogiNet, ParaX Radio, the Ghost Channel, and even on something called a podcast. Two splendid chaps host it. One is an American who calls himself New England's own Van Helsing, although I have discovered his real name is Ron Kolek. The other is Stephen Parsons, and he's a paranormal scientist. Well, mustache, I'm required elsewhere on something called a K2. But don't forget, I'll be listening in every Tuesday from 8 o'clock in Great Britain and 3 o'clock on the American Eastern Seaboard. I trust you will join me there.
Okay. I'm curious what the heck it is.
I have no idea.
That's funny.
Is the music over?
It's the Enlightenment. That's what's happening.
I have no.
It's the Enlightenment.
Back. All right, we're back, I guess, maybe.
We're back, hopefully.
Are we back? Where did we end this? When did we end? We were talking about it being enlightened.
Enlightenment.
Yeah.
Enlightenment,
that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about fatalism. I don't consider it that, but maybe it, I guess if you want to, you can consider it that, but I don't think everything is completely scripted in our lives, but I do think, you know, we have a plan. We want to learn certain things. We want to engage. We have like soul contracts, if you will, with other people. So we connect with them so we can learn whatever we're going to learn. Each individual story is just that. And I think we have a plan. So yeah, in a sense, fatalistic sounds like, you know, like it's, that sounds terrible, but do we have a plan? I'm going to sugarcoat it. Do we have a plan? Yes, we have a plan, and that plan is good. So, and you know, well, maybe not for everybody, but it depends on what you want to learn, you know, and how much you want to grow. And it's all, and that's just all speculation because nobody can tell, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
Absolutely.
Facts. Yeah, yeah. I mean, are there really facts that there's another life? Is there, Ron, Maureen?
I have no idea.
You all talk to dead people.
Think
I don't
so.
Do it too often.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually believe so. But again. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have we see through our own glasses, right? So to speak. So
right.
Can I prove it to anybody? I mean, we've gotten times where you can have some validation, but then again, depending on who is listening, they could find ways to try to, you know, counter it, put it that way. So
Exactly.
You know.
And so, yeah, I hear that. And so I guess the, you know, I can't really answer that 100%. You know, is it fated? Somewhat. I mean, I feel it is somewhat. I used to think no, but after all of these years just working with this, I realized that, because I mean, you can tell people stuff that I shouldn't know when you just first meet them. It's like, you know, X, Y, and Z, and their jaw is on the floor because, you know, I don't know them and they don't know me. And it just, and it works. But you know, each of us has to take our own responsibility too in how we want to use what we have in front of us, in a sense, and also personal responsibility as well. Yep.
So
now, when you say, oh, sorry, Ron.
Go.
So, Dorothy, when you say that it's pretty much scripted, right? That some of the stars, let's say, show that it's scripted, like our lives, not that we don't have any choice. So my belief is a lot of times before we come into this life, we write a contract, right? Of what we want to learn, experience, and so forth. Is that similar to you saying it's scripted? So that depends on when we came into this life?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. We just say it a different way. Yeah. That's exactly what I would say. It's like we came in with a plan of, first off, of how we're going to communicate, how we're going to express ourselves, how we're going to love, you know, all of the different, we go through all the different planets, you know, what rules and regulations look like to us, things like that. So we all come in with a plan, right? Like you said, contracts, and we'll meet people. I can see that between two people as well, what their connections are. You know, I can, and you can even see in the astrology through evolutionary astrology, that's another branch of astrology, you can see, you know, why somebody is here, you know, why, what they've brought from prior lifetimes, if you will. You can't tell, oh, you were, you know, a cowboy in the 1820s and blah, blah, blah. I can't tell that, you know, that's intuitive stuff. But you can tell that a person is here to learn certain lessons and to learn to use certain tools, and some of it, depending on certain positions, tell us what we're looking at based off of what we believe you brought in from prior lifetimes and other memories.
I agree that we're here to learn. I don't agree in prior mm-hmm. lifetimes, but that's another story.
Yeah.
I agree we're here to learn.
But you never believed it.
No. And that's an important part. And we are who we are from what we learn and how we apply that. The problem is that some people don't realize that, and they just get wrapped up in more one aspect of life rather than the general life and the journey they're on. You know, it's the important thing is the journey, not necessarily the goal, but the journey. What you learn along the way and how you learn it, it's important. And you're right, we make mistakes, but if we learn from them, they're not a mistake. They're actually a tool. So but anyway.
You know, unless it kills you, right?
You know? Is that why they were here in the first place, right?
Yes.
I mean, we may look at something. I don't think, I mean, granted, there are some things going to the extreme, but I don't think you can look at something and say someone is just good or bad. I believe there's so many shades of gray. And, you know, the fact that what happens in one area, it actually might interact or cause someone else associated with it to actually take a step and cause an effect to have them grow in a certain way, which they may not have done if this other person didn't. You know, I think of us as chess pieces, right? That we're putting people's lives for a reason, and for whatever reason, we may not be aware at the time, but I feel we interact with certain people at a certain time for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's important thing is we determine our own destiny. Everything we do is by our own choice.
Choices we make. Choices we make within the parameters of what you
what life
are
gives
here
you,
to learn. Yes.
Life gives you. And, you know, fortunately, we've gotten away from that. We've learned it's no longer accepting responsibility, but it's more of, blaming other people for whatever the particular thing is, you know, that we have regrets. Yes. There shouldn't be regrets. You should never have regrets. Mm-hmm. You should never be jealous of people. You should never do that. It's like karma. People say, karma is going to get you. Not really. Karma is something to just make us feel better. Like someone's doing successful or someone's getting away with something. And we say, well, karma is going to get them. It makes us feel better. That's all it is. It's another excuse for ourselves.
That's an excuse people have. That is how people have defined that word. But I would like to maybe add something to that, because karma doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, it doesn't have to. It can mean that if you want it to mean that, but it doesn't have to mean that, because, you know, like if a person, because I've not found a better word for it, but, you know, when, like, you and Maureen have a relationship, you have karma connections with each other. So because you work with each other. And, you know, so karma can be good and really nice karmic connection with people. And that's that soul connection, right? The karmic soul connection. And we have this with other people, whether it's for, you know, like you and the missus, or you and the way you partner up with Maureen, or anybody else that you have, you know, connections with, that something important shows up in life, whether it's just for a couple of weeks or a lifetime. It doesn't matter. That's a person. Mm-hmm. You two, we all have this. Those are soul connections. Those are karmic connections. Hollywood and just pop, you know, pop culture takes karma and turns it. It makes it a constant negative spin. It's like, oh, well, they'll get their karma. Karma is this and that. And it doesn't have to mean that. It means the good, and it can mean they'll get what they deserve, but they'll also get what they deserve because they've put good work into it. You know, it's your tone of voice. So I believe karma is all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't want to, I don't want to dismiss that. And that's where the soul connections come in between two people. You know, you can just see, it's like maybe they're learning how to communicate. They argue and they never able to talk. But that maybe that type of a connection between these two souls is that one of them said, hey, I'm going to teach you how to communicate better. And how you do that? You come in and you be a pain in their behind. And then they'll either not learn how to communicate, because, but they had the opportunity to learn. So I think everything I mean, I don't think about this 24/7, don't get me wrong, but I will take every situation that stirs up my emotions in a way and say, well, what am I learning here? What's the point? Mm-hmm. But not everybody does that. And like you were saying, Ron, if people could do that, life would be, the world would be a whole lot better. You aren't kidding. You're not wrong.
And the soul connection thing, that to me, I can see astrology being part of that. In that, yes. If I'm a certain, I'm just going to take the general sun sign, and then we mm-hmm. of course we have all the other influence as well. But so like take Janet and myself. She's a Virgo. I'm Pisces. Okay, but you know we have certain conflicts. Certain planets conflict with each other in other words, my planets are doing it here, but there are others that I'm missing. And hers fills in. So it's this connection.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hers and mine connect. But it doesn't mean we're like in perfect harmony all the time. Because
never.
We still have
you're not
conflict.
Gonna, that'd be boring. Yeah, that'd be boring.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, we're here and we're here to learn and grow. And you're right. And your two zodiac signs are actually opposite each other.
Yep.
So that is not a bad, that's a really nice thing for a couple in a sense, as long as they're both mutable signs. So that means you both, you know, it'll be a back and forth. But the things that you're really in sync with are phenomenal. And the things that you've needed to work on, you know, take work. But it's worth it, and you want to, and all of that. That's what long. That's the only way you have a long relationship is just to figure out how to handle all of those different things. Wow, good for you. That's great.
Marriage, just marriage alone.
Nice. Hey,
what did they say? That old saying, right? People are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Mm. Exactly,
and it's true if you think
lessons.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so I do want to get to one aspect as we're coming towards the end of the show. We're not at mm-hmm. the end, towards the end. And that's this year we had the fabulous solar eclipse.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Wonderful, wasn't it? Did you see it?
I was like, okay, it's a solar eclipse. I don't care, quite frankly. It's cool. If it was in my, I looked at it, you know, that's it. But I understand the solar eclipse. I know it's going to happen. It's not like it's not predictable. It's very something to happen. It's very clear.
It's very
a pandemic, that's another story. That was interesting. But the solar eclipse is like the tide. It's like a full moon. It's like a super moon.
Mm-hmm.
We can predict these things. So it's to me, it's not as cool as people make it to. But anyways, what influence, if any, does the solar eclipse have?
Wherever the solar eclipse was, we would have to look at the house placements, because if you've ever seen an astrology chart, there are 12 divided into 12 sections, and we would just look at the section that it's in for a person. And if the number of the zodiac where the eclipse happened, which was 19 degrees of Aries, if somebody has something around that number, then we look and see how it will influence or interact with a person. And so that's the thing with that. Now, this what you're leaning towards, Ron, from what I can feel, and it's like a bee in my bonnet these days too. It's just like everything online is so overly sensationalized that I'm sick of it too. Honestly, I was so glad when that eclipse was over. I was so glad when that eclipse was over and they stopped talking about it. But, you know, then they just start finding the next big thing. And, you know, astrology is saturating. It's absolutely saturating because it's just so many apps and so much AI. And now anybody can be an astrologer. And so it's diluting all the good stuff. And, it's, you know, so, I mean, I'm feeling that and I'm not a fan of it, but it is what it is, you know. The good people will continue on as we do. But the eclipse, you know, it's important, and it tends to mean, especially since it was here in the U.S., visible. Wherever these solar eclipses are visible, especially the total solar eclipses, it usually means that there is some major, a major shift going on in that area of the world. And so went through Mexico and through the U.S. And then the one last October, another solar eclipse, went from the Pacific Northwest down through Texas as well. So Texas got a big X from this eclipse and the one 6 months ago. So that means that will be the center of a lot of attention. And just where that shadow is on the earth during that time frame, there usually is a lot of things get stirred up. And so that's what happens. And you can follow the weather. The weather will be stirred up by this as well as I don't know why either. I mean, it's a shadow. It doesn't stir the weather up, but energetically it is always right. It's proven to be true. Yeah.
I was going to say energetically, because I have a few clients, there was mm-hmm. some that were excited for the solar eclipse, but then I had a few that were calling me and were really, not traumatic, but really in search of a reading to get answers, because they had like mm-hmm. a day before the eclipse and that mm-hmm. whole day, their stress levels were off the charts. And I said, well, yep. I mean, energy, you're very sensitive to energy. So very possibly you're just picking up on things, but I'm sure that there was some sort of energetic change, a shift or a change that took place. Now, some people, just like anything else, I think some people are more sensitive than others in different areas. So when it was over, those few people seemed to be much better. They felt a lot better, right. But they were disturbed that they got upset during it.
Yeah, as it's peaking and the energy of it, it's Aries, which is very fiery and very dynamic. And as Ron, you started off our hour off with, people are so self-focused and self-centered. Well, this is going to bring it back to the individuals and some of the other configurations that are going on outside of this eclipse, which is about the self and what I need. You know, it would be good if everybody could just bring it back to themselves and just, calm down a little bit. Oh, I almost swore there.
Sorry.
You know,
it's a podcast. You're okay.
Oh, good. Because people are, everything is just so amped up and that's going to continue. And that's what this eclipse is going to do. So while it didn't mean a whole lot to you, Ron, didn't mean a whole lot to some people, and they were like, it's just an eclipse. It really will energize, the whole of the world into more self-focus. So what that means is, and I'll just be straightforward, to me, it just means more people fighting over what they're fighting over until we can figure out how not to do that.
Now.
It's just going to continue. The Aries is about that. Aries is war. Aries is I need what I need. So, and what can we do about it? We can do the things in our own communities. I'm not saying that being flippant or sarcastic. It's like what can you and I do about it? Is like look around you and find a way to make a difference. That's how you and I can do it. I can't do a thing about what's going on in another part of the world. Choose your poison. There's tons of them. But I can do certain things that will help. I can take action here. That's what that eclipse is, Aries eclipse. Take action here where you live in your community and just to make a difference. And that is like a pebble in a pond, and it will make so that to me is what we would get out of that, right?
The butterfly effect, basically.
The butterfly effect, yeah. Yeah. That too makes a difference. It really makes a difference. Well, that's what we feel like compared to the whole world at this point in time. One little thing might not make a difference, but it does.
Yeah, well, it's intriguing stuff, Dorothy. And if you have a YouTube channel, I believe.
I do. I have a YouTube channel. I have Patreon. I have Facebook. I have Instagram.
Let's spread them out here so people are interested. They can find out more.
Nice. Yeah, so the YouTube channel is my name, Dorothy Morgan Astrologer. I've had that since 2009. I do YouTube shorts, and those are 60 seconds. You can see them on YouTube, my Facebook, my Instagram. Just my name, Dorothy Morgan Astrologer.
Right.
And that's my website as well. connect@dorothymorganastrologer.com if that's my email. So yeah, my name. I know it's a lot of letters.
Talk about you know, talk about self-centered. There you go.
She has to be. What are you talking about?
You have to be
able to find her, and you have to have that info.
Just teasing, I love
her. Yep. It was New Hampshire Astrologer. I mean, the New Hampshire Astrologer, I still own that. NHAstrologer.com. I still own that, but it just bounces you over to Dorothy Morgan Astrologer.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. I actually, quite frankly. And
that's fine.
When that, you know, one thing that good that came out of the eclipse is that Channel 9 got to interview you.
Oh, you saw that, huh? I know that was good. That was sweet. I was sitting at my mom's house. She was down in Portsmouth. I was sitting on my mom's. She's 90. I was just sitting there at 5 something. I was just talking to her, and because I didn't know when they were going to air it, I was just talking to her, and all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, "Hey, Ma."
It's your daughter.
She almost couldn't put it together. She looked at me and she just couldn't put it together.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's me.
You shocked her.
I did. It was surprising. I didn't know when they were going to do it. But yeah, that was fun. Kathleen did a great job.
So why would people go to you, Dorothy?
You know, a lot of people come when they're trying to make decisions and trying to understand what's going on in their life. They usually come when they're feeling like they need to troubleshoot, or like, what's the best action? What's the best, you know, action for me right now? You know, I'm looking to maybe thinking I want to sell my house, or I want to move, or I really think, should I change my job? You know, will I get more money if I change my job? Things like that. You know, it's big life choices, honestly. And it helps people to, I think the number one thing that I would get from most people is, once I have a conversation with them and we talk about, I love to do a lot of time frames, right? So if I have their specific chart, I can look at time frames and like, when is a good time, you know, to find a new job or to do all these different things. And you give them the time frames, I give them dates, and then they can work with that because it gives a person direction. So in just the hour or hour and a half that we talk, whatever it is, they'll have their questions about what they want to focus on in life. And, you know, I was working with somebody today, and I really think that the person needs to talk to somebody outside of the family about what's going on in their life to help them feel more heard and more understood. And so they can start to feel better about what they were going through. And so it's like coaching, you know, it's a little bit psychological, which I'm not a therapist, or so I can't claim any of that, but it's about guidance and coaching people. And most people feel pretty okay afterward, just knowing that, all right, well, this is where I am. I have a game plan and I feel like I can do it, because I'm very logical, very practical. I stay away from the too much woo-woo, because some people just, you know, I'm not going to give somebody an assignment to meditate every day. I'm just, if that's not what they would do, you know, so I try to keep it really practical. So it gives people guidance, Ron. That's really the main thing. People who are looking for that guidance and, you know, it really based off the planets.
So if they want to fine tune their life, they could go in there. Or if they want to understand why certain things happen in their life, can they go to you?
Yeah, that too. Yes. Yep. Help with fine tuning, help with timing, help with understanding. That's one of the most, one of the best things, especially when people are just learning astrology. And I do mentor people in astrology too. That's on my website as well. But, you know, you really get to know yourself if you're learning astrology and you have somebody, you know, because so much there's so much all over the place. It's, again, overwhelm. So I work
with
people one-on-one.
Actually, I'm looking at the chats now, Dorothy, and it says we've run out of time.
Oh, jeez. Well, I have to say, I got to give you kudos, Dorothy, because I once looked into astrology and thought, oh, my goodness, there's so much involved in it. My head couldn't handle it.
I used to think that, but you know, I started back in the 80s when all you had was the book in front of you and one person. We didn't have the internet yet. So that was easier because you didn't get overwhelmed. You only got to learn what was right there. You didn't have all the other stuff available. So it was much easier back then.
You know, but, I was so disappointed when I first met you because I pictured you at this great table with this big charts out in front of you and your protractors and measure all the stuff. And it's like, oh, man, she's just got a computer. Anyways, we do have to go check out Dorothy Morgan. The astrologer, New Hampshire astrologer, is also a good website to check out. And Dorothy, thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
So
I love talking with you, and you've made my life so much clearer now.
Awesome.
And God knows he needs that.
All right, we gotta go now.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Thank you, guys.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
God
bless. It's a pleasure.
Take care.
Good night. Thanks, God bless. Guys.
Ghoulies to ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night. Deliver us, good Lord.